Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There is a point. Is there a point to all this? Let's find a point. Is there a point to my act? I would say there is. I have to. The world is like a ride at an amusement park. And when you choose to go on it, you think it's real, because that's how powerful our minds are. And the ride goes up and down and round. It has thrills and chills, and it's very brightly colored, and it's very loud. And it's fun for a while. Some people have been on the ride for a long time, and they begin to question, is this real or is this just a ride? And other people have remembered, and they come back to us and they say, hey, don't worry, don't be afraid, ever, because this is just a ride. And we kill those people.
Shut him up.
We have a lot invested in this ride. Shut him up. Look at my furrows of worry. Look at my big bank account and my family. This has to be real. It's just a ride. But we always kill those good guys who try and tell us that. You ever notice that? And let the demons run amok? But it doesn't matter, because it's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as one. Here's what we can do to change the world right now, to a better ride. Take all that money we spend on weapons and defense each year and instead spend it feeding, clothing, and educating the poor of the world, which it would many times over, not one human being excluded, and we can explore space together, both inner and outer, forever in peace. Thank you very much. You've been great. I hope you enjoyed it. London, you're fantastic. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Alex Jones here live with you today on this Friday edition. There's Bill Hicks, my good buddy Kevin Booth produced and started off in comedian line. And it makes a lot of sense what Bill Hicks was saying. The problem is that not caring about things is the mirror image, but from a good perspective, of what the New World Order is doing. Do as thou wilt. They say it's just a ride and it doesn't matter. So why shouldn't I rape and kill and steal and starve and backstab and cheat? Why shouldn't I do whatever I want? And then you've got the other side. Got the really evil people that say, yeah, it's just a ride. And you've got the good people like Bill Hicks, but who have limited perspective. And so from their giving, loving, genuine perspective, and that's how Bill Hicks really was in personal life, then you see the world from your own view, not understanding that good people have to have power just to protect themselves from the evil, and that evil always combines forces and then moves against the good. Sounded great what Bill was saying about take all the money we have for defense and give it to the poor. The problem is there's going to be bureaucrats, there's going to be corporations, there's going to be elites who sell the general public, the middle class, who has some of the wealth, not for long, most of it's already been transferred to the elite, in the name of helping the poor. And then the elite only uses that money to control and dumb down and isolate and break up the families of the poor and then carry out eugenics operations against them. As the Royal Commission on Population stated, put out in 1949 by the British government. As State Department Memorandum 200 stated, put out in 73. So see, they take our good intentions and sell us on evil. So we have to be three-dimensional. We have to play chess, not checkers. PrisonPlanet.com has some incredible news stories up on them today. So does InfoWars. We'll tell you about those when we get back. And four huge guests.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnoses. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Luke Radowski has been in Denver for the DNC. He's also gotten reports from We Are Change at the RNC that closed out last night. Luke Radowski, founder of We Are Change, will be joining us in T-minus 51 minutes. We've got Dr. Stan Monteith in the third hour, part two of a eugenics discussion, the overarching global elite and what drives the builders of world government. Why do they want world government? What is their driving ideology, their philosophy? Dr. Stan Monteith, medical doctor, expert on the chemical and bioweapons they're putting in the vaccines, the air, the water. He will be joining us coming up in about 2 hours. Then for a full hour, Mark Stepnosky, he was on this show and went public for 9/11 Truth, I don't know, I guess about a year ago. And he will be joining us to talk about the growth of 9/11 Truth and how it's becoming mainstream that government sponsors terror. There's more and more mainstream news articles about past instances, the declassified examples of government staging terror attacks to turn their countries into police states and or generally together to launch attacks on neighbors or to expand empire. So that is coming up today. Luke Radowski, Stan Monteith, and Mark Stepnosky. That is all coming up. Former Dallas Cowboy Mark Stepnosky, the lineman, exposing 9/11 as an inside job. That will be coming up. We have a lot of important news on the economy front, on the economics front. We also have a lot of new developments between the U.S., NATO, and Russia. There's also interesting corruption news like this out of the London Independent. Cheney colleague admits bribery in Halliburton oil deals. So just wall-to-wall corruption right out in the open, nothing being done about that. It isn't just that we have corrupt leaders. We've been trained by Bill Clinton and George Bush and others to just accept corruption. Oh, they all steal, and yeah, there's trillions missing from the Pentagon. The trust funds have been liquidated, but so what? What are you, some kind of dirty hippie? Trillions missing's no big deal. The Democrats defend their corrupt party. The Republicans defend their corrupt party because they're too busy fighting with each other. Well, I'm fighting with the Republicans, so it doesn't matter how bad my party is. Well, I'm fighting with the evil liberals. We can't let them take over. So we got to back up any corruption our party's involved in. And then both parties are owned by the same corporate interest, and they control the entire paradigm. And the general public is locked out of any decision-making process. And the corrupt, as they've done throughout history, become megalomaniacal and drunk with power and start becoming self-destructive. That is always the byproduct of unlimited, unbridled imperial hubris, is self-destructive tendencies. Here's some of the big news. This is from Peter Del Scott. It's up on Infowars.com. Bush extends 9/11 national emergency yet again from Global Research. That's right. We were put under martial law. Each year he has to reauthorize the martial law. We are under continuity of government, under Cheyenne Mountain's control. And it openly states that Congress is a marionette. Not even a marionette. Congress is vestigial. You know, a dog halfway up their leg has another claw. And I guess they say that in previous incarnations of canine, what is canine familiar is today, that claw was down on the foot. Regardless, it has no use. It is vestigial. Just like horses have a vestigial pad on their elbow as well. Vestigial. The Congress is vestigial. And I mean that in every sense of the word. We will not get the Congress back until the shadow government has been exposed. Minnesota prosecution of activists leads way to characterize dissent as terrorism. They've charged them under the Minnesota Patriot Act of wanton riot under a terrorism act. They're facing felonies. Two anchors of Free Speech TV, Democracy Now, were also charged under the felony terrorism charge on video for covering the event. They just randomly arrested people. But this is in a separate event. They're charging eight. So I thought I'd play a few minutes of this. You see, just Google Patriot Act used in non-terror-related cases, or locals use Patriot Act, and you'll see stuff from 2003, 2004, 2005, just a few years after it, with headlines like, Alabama's used it more than 1,000 times, or Ohio's used it more than 100,000 times. And go back, read it for yourself. Texas uses the Patriot Act hundreds of thousands of times. No judge, no jury, no nothing. No due process. It's happening all around you, ladies and gentlemen. The government is rogue. It's criminal. They're looting everything. The last official act, as Mike Rivera likes to say, of a criminal government is to loot everything. They are looting it all and leaving a vanguard police state behind to protect their retreat to Europe and to the Bahamas and to their luxury private islands with black water protection services and Pinkerton. I'm not kidding. This is a mass raping. And police, you better figure out you're being used and brainwashed and federalized and turned against us. I don't want a violent revolution, but you're making one inevitable. And I will be crushed in that. You will be crushed in that. Anyone with power will be attacked in the type of thing that's coming, which is also going to be engineered by the bankers. After they're done leaving the U.S., they're going to set up a communist-style takeover. Not going to call it that. They're going to kill probably 100 million people in this country. If we watch, and I'm not joking around about that. You figured that out? I don't say that for effect. Okay, anybody with more than a two-bedroom house is going to be in deep trouble. This is going to be hellish with Latin America turned loose on the United States. Right, let's go ahead and play part of Amy Goodman. This is an incredible development.
Ramsey County prosecutors have formally charged 8 members of a prominent activist group with conspiracy to riot and furtherance of terrorism. The 8 members of the RNC welcoming committee are believed to be the first persons ever charged under the 2002 Minnesota version of the Federal Patriot Act. The activists face up to 7.5 years in prison. Ramsey County attorney Susan Gertner announced the charges at a news conference Wednesday.
Through this week, I've seen much about my great city to celebrate, but it also in some ways has been a sad and painful time for my community. We have watched as a few lawless people tried to overshadow the peaceful protests and the exercise of free speech rights by thousands of law-abiding citizens. Some of the people who allegedly planned illegal acts to disrupt the convention and our community were thwarted last week when law enforcement agencies executed warrants and made arrests at several locations. Today, my office has charged 8 persons with the felony crime of conspiracy to commit riot in the second degree for their alleged criminal activities as members of the RNC welcoming committee. All but one of those persons are currently in custody.
According to the National Lawyers Guild, the criminal complaints filed by the Ramsey County attorney do not allege that any of the defendants personally engaged in any act of violence or damage to property. Instead, authorities are seeking to hold the 8 defendants responsible for acts committed by other individuals during the opening days of the Republican National Convention. Most of the activists were arrested over the weekend in preemptive house raids. None of the defendants have any prior criminal history involving acts of violence. Authorities are basing their case on paid informants who infiltrated the group. The 8 activists charged are Monica Bicking, Aaron Trimmer, Luce Gielen, Givens, Eric Osland, Nathaniel Secor, Robert Chernick, Garrett Fitzgerald, and Max Spector. Ramsey County Sheriff Bob Fletcher explained the terrorism charges.
It allowed us to execute search warrants last Saturday, as you know, on the leadership of the welcoming committee. And frankly, severing that leadership and the organization skills from that entire process was huge, because a lot of these anarchist groups that came here were supposed to be dedicated to different intersections, different sectors of the city. And by taking those maps away, really made it harder for them to coordinate their assault on our city. We only removed 10% of the problem, but the 10% we removed was the coordinating aspect of it.
Two guests join me here in St. Paul, Minnesota. Bruce Nestor is president of the Minnesota chapter of National Lawyers Guild, and David Bicking is the father of Monica Bicking, one of the 8 activists charged with conspiracy to riot and furtherance of terrorism. David Bicking lives in Minneapolis. Welcome both here to our studios at St. Paul Neighborhood Network, SPNN Public Access. Well, why don't we start with you, Bruce Nestor. Explain the significance of these charges.
These charges are very significant for any political activist or anybody that cares about the right to organize politically or for freedom of speech. By equating plans or stated plans to blockade traffic and to try to disrupt the convention with acts of terrorism, in the conspiracy nature of the charge, where you punish people for what they say or advocate but not for what they do, really creates a possibility that anybody organizing a large-scale demonstration at which civil disobedience may be a part of it, or where other individuals may then engage in some type of property damage, creates the potential that all those organizers can be charged.
That's right. Let's stop right there. And then police provocateurs or hirelings, they tump over a few trash cans, break a few things, they run off under police protection, which they've been caught doing, and then the whole organization goes to prison. Now, remember, 4 years ago, Senator Menace, no pun intended, in Oregon, with that bill that almost passed saying any protest that blocks traffic, life in a forced labor camp. Kurt Nimmo did a story about the activism being terrorism last night, but we need to add to that, or Paul or Steve or one of my other writers. Kurt's doing an update design on Prison Planet right now. We need to add that to this and show this is something they tried to pass this also 3 years ago. In Rhode Island, remember? Protesting would send you to life in prison is treason. So that's basically what's being set up here. Also, incredible news story from Paul Watson. Chemtrails are admitted. The government's come right out and admitted they are spraying the skies. with deadly poison. So we'll cover that when we get back.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijackers' ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli Intelligence Network, Warnings and War Games, The Shadow Government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
How much longer will you ignore the warning signs?
How much longer?
How much longer will you turn away like a blind man?
How much longer?
The choice of life or death, abundance or starvation is made today.
Do you have a long-term food solution?
Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Now,
for the first time, Survivalist Seeds is offering a single person 7-year heirloom seed supply. 3,000 seeds with 12 specially selected varieties, giving you 1,000 pounds of food for only $65.
This is a limited offer.
Just $65 for a 7-year heirloom seed supply. Only from SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Family size still available at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Patriots prepare.
Patriots prepare.
Slaves hesitate.
Soon we'll know which one you are. You have no more excuses.
You have no more excuses.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
I was sitting in traffic, listen to the radio.
About 6 months ago, listeners started calling in saying, have you seen this university study? Have you seen that university study? Have you seen these different terms like high altitude, aerosol spraying, weather modification programs? And we would Google those terms and come up with hundreds of thousands of hits. And the Department of Energy and the Department of Labor and the Department of Agriculture and the Pentagon, DARPA, MIT, Stanford Research Institute, foreign universities, European Union, NATO, all admitting that in the last six, 7 years, They're doing huge aerial spraying tests by mixing particulates into the jet fuel, and they brag about how it then disperses it through the jet engines and how the Nobel Prize winner came up with this plan in the early 90s. And that's when it started, in the mid-90s. Suddenly, trails would form at a few thousand feet. They'd form in the summer. They'd stay there for hours. And I remember right when it started, before anybody was even covering it, they would have people in the media make fun of crazies that believe planes are spraying. And I saw a Dish TV, I heard a Dish TV radio ad that aired in 96, right when all this started in North America, that would say, oh, yeah, they believe in black helicopters and jets are spraying the skies and Martians are washing cars on the moon. You see, they put it out that it was crazy and that you didn't talk about it right as they started it. And then suddenly there were black helicopter, martial law, continuity of government drills everywhere. All of this stuff was happening. But if you covered it, they went, oh, you're that crazy person. And I'd say, no. It's in the Houston Chronicle that Delta Force crashed downtown. It's in the Miami Herald. They shot into an all-night restaurant. They tried to bribe this police chief. I went and interviewed him in San Antonio and all these other towns, and foreign trips were there. I have the police chief and Alice admitting it. I have video of it. And they'd say, doesn't exist. Isn't real. You're crazy. So I really didn't cover chemtrails a lot until about 2000, and then it just got too obvious. And people are like, why aren't you covering it? So I started doing real research and having real researchers on. I've been pretty conservative in my approach, folks. We're pretty careful about what we cover here. No matter how nuts it sounds, it's all documented. And then I found out, I really started researching about 97, but I went public more and more in 99, 2000. Jim Keith's books. I would see the newspapers he sourced. I would go actually get them online or go to the library where they had done university studies that they were spraying weird white blood cells with no nuclei, barium salts, sulfur dioxide. Helicopters were doing it low level. Larger jets were doing it high up. There was different programs going on, weather modification, biological testing, and I knew they'd done this thousands of times before. It's just not with a huge global program. And then NASA admitted in BBC, 4 years ago, the Earth is now 20% darker. It showed the satellite photos over North America, Europe, Australia, where it was nothing but spiderweb lines blotting out the sun. And there was this huge concerted program that any time you'd mention it, you'd be attacked. Suddenly you'd be attacked everywhere by blogs and websites, and we'd get threats about it, and we'd be called kooks. Well, that's because they didn't want us talking about it. It's real, it's going on, and Paul Watson has only taken open public material. I think the headline should read, Secret Government Program Spraying Poisonous Chemicals into Atmosphere Exposed, Chemtrails Real, or something like that. Or shocker, Chemtrails Declassified, Government is Spraying Public. I mean, this is a shocker. We need to try to get people's attention. This is actually a toned-down headline. Secret geoengineering projects threaten unknown environmental dangers. But then Paul lists where they admit it's deadly poison to humans and causes environmental problems. I mean, it's admitted. See, we get accused of fear-mongering. My writers actually water things down. I'm not mad at them. It's just, when you read this, it's all links to the government and mainstream media admitting they're terraforming the planet right now, that what they're spraying, only one of the chemicals of hundreds they admit, causes neurological effects and behavioral changes, disturbances of blood circulation, heart damage, effects on the eyes and eyesight, reproductive failure, damage to immune system, stomach and gastrointestinal disorder, damage to liver and kidney functions, hearing defects, disturbances of the hormonal metabolic system, skin problems, suffocation and lung embolism. And it just goes through all the mainstream sites, mainstream government. There's a huge program spraying us.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
You know, I know exactly what you're thinking when it comes to this economy. The banks are crashing. The stock market's a mess. There's the mortgage crisis. There's the lending crisis. There is the food and gasoline prices through the ceiling crisis. And we're paralyzed a little bit. We don't know exactly how to respond to it. I don't know what to say. What can you do? Do what you can do. That's what you do. You do what you can do. What I can do is I can put some food away. I know there's a global food shortage. I can read it. I can go to eFoodsDirect.com, read hundreds of articles about this. I can go up on the Google website and Google food shortage and see the world's a mess. I know it, you know it. Look at the prices. Look where they're headed. Be prepared. Take care of yourself. You owe your family some security, some sense of self-being, a little bit of self-reliance is a good idea right now. Get some food from eFoodsDirect.com. Go up to eFoodsDirect.com right now. Look, hey, you don't even have to can your own food anymore. We canned it for you. That's 1-800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. Call us now.
You see, there are tens of thousands of academic books, publications, white papers admitting there's a world government, that a few private families own the planet. They are eugenicists. They are exterminating us with cancer viruses and mercury in the vaccines, GMO foods that they know kill every rat and guinea pig that it's fed to, new amino acids, new chemicals that have never existed are in the food. And then the headline up on Infowars.com is U.S. government mad scientist geoengineer atmosphere needs to have the subheadline with poisonous chemicals. It's admitted. But see, just like the academics come out and admit world government, and then on the nightly news they say it doesn't exist. It's an open joke that it's in every major university admits they're spraying us geoengineering since 1996. They've suddenly started admitting this in the last few years, and even I'm so blind that I didn't even do stories on it or cover it. Hidden in plain view. They are engaged in a cocktail of operations. Chemical, biological warfare against the people, geoengineering, weather wars. The list goes on and on. It is a cocktail of black op operations. HARP, sun deflection, bioattack, weather wars. They are playing God with our skies. This is war. They truly think they are in total control of us, and all we can do is look up and get mad at the madness. That's what one of the people at the PrisonPlanet.com comment section of the story said. They've been doing this for about 8 years now. They've actually been doing it since 96. right after this guy got the Nobel Prize for it. A few years later, they launched the program. And it's all in the article. They admit it. Just like it's admitted there's a North American Union, just like it's admitted they're setting up a world government. It's all academic. And then on the nightly news, they say none of it exists. They think the public are complete idiots. They're playing God. It's the shadow government. I'm going to cover this after our next guest leaves us in detail. I'm going to read this article by Paul Watson that is so important. It is admitted they are chemtrailing us. But I want to go to Steve Schenck for the rest of the segment, eFoodsDirect.com, the J. Michael Stevens Group, because this is where I've chosen to get my storable, non-GMO, high-quality food at a fraction of the price of grocery store cost. Food has gone up, depending on which staple. Some of it's doubled, but on average 30-something percent in the last year. And the economy, I've got a stack of economic news here in front of me. New York Times, economy stays stuck as commercials and consumers cut back. Jobless rate jumps to five-year high. Banks borrow more from Fed. U.S. mortgage foreclosures, delinquencies reach record highs. Bloomberg, Cheney slams Russia over war against Georgia. The U.S. backed Georgia attack them. I mean, this is the false reality we're living in. I've got a Washington Times article admitting that Israel basically ran the attacks, and the Washington Times is proud of it, against South Ossetia. I mean, point is, it's getting crazy, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. I just know you're nuts if you don't have some storable food, and we've gone out and found the best place to get it. Steve Schenck, thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, it's good to be with you again, Alex. Things are getting really, really nuts, aren't they?
Yeah, but the mainstream media on the nightly news, you know, you can find it in the news wires what's happening, but the nightly news, they say things have turned around. The only bad thing in the world is the Russian sneak attack on Georgia. Not true. I mean, it's just reached a la-la land level.
Well, have you noticed the tremendous amount of concern that our candidates are showing for the fact that there's a worldwide famine and some Americans can't even afford to buy food now?
No, they don't even talk about the economy. None of it. It's all about who will keep you safe from Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? And, you know, we're pinching the nose of paper tigers all over the place. And, you know, we're gagging at gnats and swallowing camels. It's absolutely insane. This is, Alex, the most dangerous time for our people right now. And let me tell you why. What's happening is, yes, there are food shortages and they're very, very severe. You know, you read articles all the time about how are they going to feed China. India just had lost its rice crop again through flooding and that type of thing. The biggest nations in the world population-wise. But the reason I say it's the most dangerous time is because our people go out there, Alex, to the grocery store, and they see the shelves full. And let me tell you what's happening. Walmart announced just this last, well, they didn't officially announce it, but we found out that they have a three-page list of all of the items, all the grocery items that they used to handle that they no longer can get. But why is it that our people go into the grocery store and they say, well, gee whiz, the shelves are all full. It's just going up in price, going up in price, going up in price. The reason the shelves are still full is because when they can't get an item, they fill it in with the items that they can get. And this creates the facade of the fact that there's plenty of food. The other thing that's happening is our people are dealing with the food prices going up, just like they dealt with the mortgage crisis. They keep hanging onto that house, and paying out, and pretty soon they're using their credit cards to pay their house payments. And by the time that they get to the point where they can no longer afford it, they've lost all the ability to choose, all the flexibility that they had if they'd have gotten out of that stinking house way early, gotten a rental that they could afford, and letting it go down. What's happening with food is that people are continuing to pay higher and higher and higher prices. And every single week, Alex, we have thousands of families that are dropping off the screen because they no longer can afford the groceries that are going up and up and will continue to go up.
Well, there's,
the families, go
there's something else to this. Clear Channel Radio was well known for coming into a small town. There'd be two local stations. for a year or two, Clear Channel would sell ads for a dollar a spot when they should have been $20, $30 a spot. Then that bankrupts the other two stations. Then they go to $100 a spot, three or four times what it should cost in that small town. And it's the same thing. Walmart has kept prices the same. They admittedly are running at a loss to bring people in to further destroy their competition. This is about monopolies. This is savage. It's not free market.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing is that the problem, all of this smoke and mirrors stuff that's going on right now, Alex, is creating the impression that the only thing that's changing for our people is the prices are going up. And gee whiz, that might come to an end sooner or later, because now they've told us that even though we lost 5 million acres in the middle of the country, that we're going to have a bumper crop this year. Well, if you believe that, I got a lot of bridges to sell you in a lot of places. The fact is that all of the apparency of prosperity is sitting there, and it's draining our people. And unless folks understand that they have to do what the speculators are doing, you got to understand the reason those prices are going up is not the gas issue. It's the speculation where investors are able to buy your food, and they're investing in what you've got to have. They are creating a monopoly over the food, and it might be wise if the speculators and the investors are investing in our food and in our future to make a huge profit. We might want to take a cue from them and say, maybe I better invest in my own future and go buy some food and put it in.
Steve, you always get into this speculation and how the prices are going up. You said this a year ago. We started interviewing you on air. I've known you for years, and what you've said has turned out to be true. Regardless, let's say there's a 10% chance that food's going to double in price again. Let's say there's a 10% chance we're going to have some limited war with Russia or Iran. Let's say there's a 10% chance we're going to have more inflation. Well, that's guaranteed. We're having it. Record inflation, and it's only intensifying, and all the economists we have on say it's going to intensify for the next 3 years, and there's no light at the end of the tunnel. Let's just say, though, it's not guaranteed. Let's say there's a moderate chance. You know, I bought storable food from you 7 years ago, and I've still got it, and it's great. But I bought even more, and then I bought family that didn't have enough money, a year's supply, because that's what I do. You know, that's what's important to me is protect my family. And I'm going to try to buy some more food from you because I know we're going into dangerous waters. Who can't say we aren't? Definitely in the next 10 years. I mean, regardless, the way inflation's working, this you can eat this stuff in 5 years or in a year and save a ton of money just in what the price of food is doing. In fact, you've got all those actual numbers. I see different ones. I see wheat doubling, things like that happening. Overall, they talk about 25-30% in overall food prices in the last year. Steve, what numbers do you have on inflation?
Well, the numbers that we have on inflation are actually false numbers. The fact is that we expect a doubling in those prices. Now, what we've experienced is the cost of the food that's being packed into the cans for the families has gone up so fast in the last 3 months that we're doing everything we can to avoid a price increase. It's not going to.
No, I'm not talking about you and what you're selling high quality storable dehydrated foods for. What I'm saying is that we see a gallon of milk go from literally a dollar to $5 at the store, $4.
Absolutely.
We see eggs go from 50 cents to $3. We see, you know, every major staple going way up. We hear about in commodities, you know, wheat doubling. I mean, that's what I'm asking. I'm asking you about, I mean, I understand the Fed says inflation's at 6% and every economist says it's at 12 to 15. But and that's overall inflation, cost of living. I'm asking you about, you know, what, as a bulk buyer, what it's really doing.
Okay, if we make it to middle November without families having to pay twice as much for meat and dairy products and the produced food that's dependent on the corn crop to survive, if we make it to mid-November without those items doubling, I will be extremely surprised. Now, that's what's happening at the supply end of the food chain.
But, Steve, my question is, and I understand that, my question is, because you're an expert on this, what are you seeing on the ground? How much have your food cost increase in the last 12 months, yourself, in previous purchases?
It's doubled. All of the stuff in the last 12 months. And also, there are items that we cannot get. I mean, you can double it all you want to, but if there's no food there, it doesn't make any difference.
And what is it you can't get right now? I'm just curious.
Well, one of the things that we're dealing with is some of the dairy products, but mostly the dried fruits and vegetables and things like that are becoming extremely difficult and extremely expensive. And the costs are going up to the point where even at half of last year's grocery prices, which is what people can put in their food now, it's not going to happen. Like I say, by mid-November, if we're still able to put out units of food that people can even afford, it'll be amazing.
Well, I don't know how you did it, but five or six months ago, you said gold's going to stabilize for a while, and they said go up later, and you said Oil's going to go down, but food's going to explode. You were right about that. How did you know that, Steve?
Well, just because what we're watching is actually what's happening with the speculation, and what we're watching is we know what suppliers are saying to us. The farmers did not plant this last year, and we also know what our buyers are dealing with that is not affected by the gas prices. All the gas price thing was pure speculation.
And dollar devaluation, but yeah, the top 20% of it was speculation. That's why it's gone down 20%, and it'll
but
go
the
up.
The food thing is real. It's
no, I understand.
Real shortage.
So you're saying the speculators like locusts move from sector to sector of commodities, but now it's not just the speculators. You're saying it's a real cocktail or perfect storm.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
When China's going around buying up everything they get their hands on, India's going around buying up everything they got their hands on, our government is trying to control those countries with food that they don't have. They're using our food to try and manipulate the Indians and the Chinese, and the Indians and Chinese just broke off negotiations on that last week.
Yeah, that's like the old Soviet Union when we tried to control them with the grain because their communist system couldn't produce it. Now we're becoming that. Steve, we only got about 4 minutes left. I want to tell people about the free audio CD you've got, the brochure, but I think people shouldn't wait. You really are the lowest price for the highest quality. When I did research 7-8 years ago, I went with you. I've gotten food from you 4 times now. I've been so busy, I need to get a call in. I'm like everybody else to get some more food because I gave even more to family. But I do believe in this, folks. I think this makes you where you're not dependent in a martial law situation, in a war situation, where you don't have to go to the New Orleans-style Superdome to be controlled. It's so important to have some storable food, even if you're a single. When you get a 2-month boogie pack with a little stove he's got and a little system to heat it and hundreds and hundreds of meals and 2 little boxes that fits in your trunk, I mean, you cannot beat that. Just start. Get involved. I believe in it. It's also a great sponsor, so it's all a symbiotic situation. Tell them about the website. Tell them about the telephone number and about some of the packages, Steve.
Okay, sounds good. Get up on efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com. There are a whole bunch of articles and information there, but you can see the various units of food, the 1-year supplies, and also the 2-month grab-and-go kit. The fact is, Alex, we don't know how long we're going to be able to put this out at this pricing or the availability. So the main thing that people have to do is if they're planning to move on it now, because at this point, they can buy their food at half the cost of last year's groceries. This is not happening anyplace else.
Because you bought in such mass, back in December?
Oh, yeah. We actually bought a lot during the early spring because we were telling you and your listeners that this was coming, and we did exactly the same thing we're telling people to do. The warehouses bought ahead while they could afford it, and that's the only reason that these folks are able to get the pricing the way it is right now.
Yeah, you really do have great pricing. And we could take a lot of other storable foods company sponsors. We've been approached by them. And I look at the prices, the quality, and we've decided to go with you, Steve, because we really do care about our listeners and want to want to give them the best deal we can. And bottom line, folks, bottom line, you can get this, put it away for 10 years, 10 plus in climate control, 10 years in your attic or garage, and not worry about it anymore. I mean, this is really a way to take control of your life. It's a philosophy. Give them the toll-free number, Steve.
It's 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, and we'll get you out some packets like Alex was saying, with some CDs, some seminars, and get yourself up to speed and get some food, and we'll help you do it.
1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633. It's a hedge against inflation. It's a real insurance policy, 800-409-5633, or efoodsdirect.com. Huge banners at the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. That number again, 800-409-5633. Steve Shank, we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for the update.
Hey, take care, Alex.
You bet, sir. Here's the number again, 800-409-5633. Don't procrastinate. This is a no-brainer, efoodsdirect.com. We'll come back and talk about chemtrails.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665, and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
It's a very important story already going viral on the web. U.S. government mad scientist, geoengineer, atmosphere. Up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. U.S. government scientists are bombarding the skies with acid rain causing pollutants, sulfur dioxide, in an attempt to fight global warming by geoengineering the planet. Despite the fact that injecting aerosols in the upper atmosphere carry with it a host of both known and unknown dangers. Now, getting hundreds of universities, government agencies, foreign countries involved in this, and it's all admitted. For 6 months we've been covering this. Paul's now doing some stories on it. This allows them to induct all the different research bodies at major universities into black ops, into saving the earth, into the secretness of it. Now they're introducing it. High school textbooks admit 2 years ago that they're spraying the sky to keep us safe from global warming, calling it sunscreen. All these university textbooks admit it. But you go to the mainstream media and they just go, oh, you're one of the nuts. Kind of like you hold up university documents and government documents that have been gotten through lawsuits and FOIA requests about the North American Union, calling it that, saying it's secret. They just laugh and say, that doesn't exist. You see, it's the childlikeness of the public. And the public is more than that. It's they've been conned and lied to so much, they don't want to admit they've been lied to. They don't want to admit they've been conned and scammed and taken to the cleaners. They don't want to come to grips with this. And so they're going to deny. It's like that Bayer Pharmaceutical knowingly pudding. They knew the blood was all contaminated, millions and millions of dosages of it. They knew every pint they'd taken was contaminated. They mixed it all together, made Factor VIII. They knew it had hepatitis A, B, and C in it. They knew it was a death sentence for millions that took it. Oh, yeah, hundreds of thousands have died. Hundreds of thousands of others are ill. The hemophiliacs had sex with their wives and husbands and gave it to them. Women who were hemophiliacs that didn't know got pregnant. Their babies got it. And I talk about that, and people just laugh at me and send me threatening emails. Hey, you little bastards. It's MSNBC. It's Associated Press. I heard some talk show yesterday reporting on it going, I don't know if Alex is right about this story. You know, who knows if Papantonio and MSNBC is telling the truth. They were indicted and arrested in France. It's all admitted. It came out in the criminal hearings in France where they did the right thing and arrested Bayer pharmaceutical executives in that country. It's admitted. It's all come out in court. So that's the bottom line. It's just like this. I mean, Paul has all these links to universities, government reports. They admit they're spraying the atmosphere. They admit of the one of the hundreds of things the chemicals are spraying, one of them is deadly poison. You can give people university, government documents. There's literally thousands of university web pages, Department of Energy web pages, Department of Defense admitting it. They are adding it to the jet fuel. People say, oh, what, is an American Airlines pilot part of it? No, you just controlled the five or six bulk jet fuel companies. You go, wait, there's hundreds of companies. Hundreds of companies that buy from the five or six makers of the jet fuel kerosene mix. That's what jet fuel is, a type of kerosene. And they add this crap right in there, and that was in the Nobel Prize winner's plan. The elite said, ooh, we like that plan. Because they love playing God. And, folks, that's only one part. The weather manipulation, as we always told you, is only one component. Then there's a chemical, biological, radiological component. So, see, the university people involved in all this, they think it's geoengineering. That's not what it's really for. It attacks reproductive systems.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.